Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Stacey Dales, take it away.
Stacey Dales, NFL Network correspondent.
Doing great. Good morning, everybody.
Breaking down the Bears beating news around the NFL.
Caleb Williams, Bears fans, ecstatic. This was really the best case scenario for the Chicago Bears. Gets a dynamic offensive play caller and teacher in Ben Johnson.
Former WNBA star.
Clean steal over to Dales, easy land. Stacey Dales off a beautiful feed from Elaine Powell.
Stacey Dales with Mully and Haw.
And I live in Chicago, and I do The Score radio. A little plug there.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always fun to talk to our friend Stacey Dales, and she joins us now on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. And Stacey was in Detroit for the big showdown and the unfortunate loss by the Lions, but it opened up a nice future for Ben Johnson. I bet you didn't think you'd be talking to him again so soon, did you, Stacey? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I didn't. I honestly, it was, although I had an eerie feeling for the Lions because Jaden Daniels is really damn good. I mean, he blew me away. That week blew me away, just the preparation leading up to it. But it was evident 48 hours later, the Bears strike and Ben is the new head coach. And, you know, that's who they had circled. I mean, it's apparent. And as I said in, you know, my report the other night, I mean, this was the best case scenario, in my opinion. We have talked, right, for weeks on air about this. And just who might be the best candidate. And so here we go. It's kind of weird, though, because, like, I was thinking about it today. We're gonna get him on, fortunately, on camera. And Ben Johnson's awesome, so I'm super pumped about it. How many Bears coaches I've interviewed as introductory coaches?
Well, it's a long list, Stacey.
Yeah, what? I think I go back to Mark Trestman, yeah. John Fox,
right.
Matt Nagy,
check.
Matt Eberflus.
Check.
Who am I missing?
That's it. Today will be different, right?
I believe Dave Wanstead.
Yeah, you weren't around in Dave Wanstead era. Yeah. I don't think you were here for Love
Me
either.
I think you were here. You were just playing ball.
No.
So today, obviously, he takes over. He's going to project. He's going to ooze confidence. And there's going to be a lot of positive impressions. How do you explain that this happened so fast, as you alluded to? And what do you expect to hear today?
I just think it happened so fast. I was not surprised. I mean, I think you know that, David. I was not surprised by this. I think a lot of people were. For me, it was not a surprise. You know, Ben is really really on top of things. Now I'm going to be careful to temper emotion or temper expectations for this team because, I mean, history has told me and taught me that. But I really do feel like of the 17 or so candidates that they interviewed, they were really impressed by him, and they should be. I mean, this isn't his first go around of interviews. I mean, he was a candidate last year in the cycle and the last season in the cycle. So he's been kind of contemplating all this himself, Ben Johnson, for a couple of years. And he made it pretty clear that it had to be the right situation for he and his family. And so when we saw him at Hallis Hall yesterday, it was very clear to me, and I have like 1,000 questions for him, so I'm going to have to tweak those down a little. But it became very clear to me that this was the destination for him. And I have to imagine, as I'll ask him today, that the quarterback, Caleb Williams, was a massive part of his decision. And, you know, one of the things Ryan Pohl said in his statement was it became evident to him that Ben's process and vision were something the Bears kind of fell in love with as they got to speak to him more and spend more time with him. So I just am really anxious to see what that vision is, what that holds, and sort of his hit the ground running approach to Caleb Williams to start with in terms of getting him to play in rhythm and getting him to have some fun out there. And that's one thing I know about Ben Johnson. I mean, I have interviewed over the time of just him being an offensive coordinator, which is the last three seasons in Detroit, you know, multiple offensive players, like from quarterback to the offensive lineman to running backs to receivers, tight ends. And there's like a recurring resounding theme of fun, but it's controlled fun. And so I think that's kind of exciting. If you're Caleb, I'm sure they've talked. I can't wait to find out today what that conversation's been like.
Yeah, I'm really interested to hear what he has to say. I don't believe there's any way to kind of fail on a day like this. It's obviously a great day for him because it is the you know, consummation of his entire career to get an opportunity like this. I'm just very curious as to, I loved his introductory thing yesterday where he came in and joked that people have to get back to work. And then he talked about how important the players are in that locker room. You got to make them feel it. I just love that because, you know, he got himself out of the picture. He just talked about the team, and that's kind of the way you need to handle these things.
Yeah, and I think you guys know, Molly and David, that you don't do this without really good players, which he had in Detroit. And so, I mean, he sent a direct message to these players that are currently on the roster. Now, the roster isn't going to look the same after March, right? It's going to change in April by the nature of free agency and the draft. So, but now he can actually have an imprint. So, like, that's what the Bears wasted zero time. And they had this guy circled. He was the hottest offensive-minded coach on the market. And, I mean, the numbers speak to it. I like I said in the report, listen, like, the stats don't lie sometimes and most often. And, like, Jared Goff has led the NFL in passing yards and passing touchdowns since 2022. This was a quarterback that was cast off. Right. The Rams got rid of him because they thought Matthew Stafford was better. They struck a deal. And Jared goes in with a chip on his shoulder to Detroit with a head coach in Dan Campbell who empowers his players and a really intuitive, innovative offensive mind. I heard somebody say the other day that Ben is emotional. I don't, for me, the term emotional isn't, I mean, he is intense. Like, he's going to call. When you have a conversation directly with him, like, I'll never forget when I actually really got to meet him. It was several years ago at the Combine when he was becoming the new OC. And I was introduced by another Lions staff member. And I saw this guy. He's like this, like, you know, regular looking guy. And they come up to me and, like, I want to introduce you to Ben Johnson. He's our new offensive coordinator. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I know. He's been on the staff. And he is just, like, he's very direct, eye contact. He's very, I've said, measured, controlled, very strategic. I think he's going to impress with his delivery today. I think that he has the ability to infuse these guys with some confidence. Like, trust me, I'm going to put you in a really good situation. And I remember a conversation I had with Graham Glasgow, who's, you know, is it, you know, good offensive lineman, and they had between the Eagles and the Lions the two best offensive lines you could argue in football this season. And I remember Graham telling me last year in the 2023 season, like, I said to him, what, this was going into maybe a Green Bay game, I'm not sure, but they won the division that year again, and he said, you know, Ben is, like, literally constantly taking plays that we've run and he's changing them. And he's finding a different way to run them. And he's constantly adding new wrinkles. And then I thought about that this week. I learned something about Andy Reid. And I'm not comparing him to Andy Reid. But I remember being on a production call going into the Netflix Christmas game. And I asked Travis Kelce, how have you seen Andy Reid change and evolve as a play caller over the years? And he lit up. He said he is the reason he has wanted to stay in Kansas City all these years. And what he said to me, you guys, is Andy Reid keeps a stack of cue cards, just little index cards, and they're full of new plays. And it's like probably, Travis said, 100 deep. And he has it with him the entire offseason. He has it with him during the season. And every card has a guy's name on it with a new play they might run for him. And I was like, are you kidding me? And I was on this call with Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt and Melanie Collins. Nate Burleson didn't make the call, but we were all like, what? And so Andy keeps this chunk of index cards. So I share that because Ben Johnson, he has passion like that. And he's a young 38-year-old now head coach, and he has passion like that, that I think he's going to be able to come into this group and see the skill set of Caleb Williams and start to make cards for Cole Kmet, right, and start to make cards for DJ Moore. And so maybe a different way he'll do that, but once he gets into the lab, I think it could be exciting. But again, I'm going to temper my emotions and see how it plays out.
I wonder if Andy Reid uses those cards to wallpaper his den the way that Matt Nagy once did. Stacey, when you look at the impact that Ben Johnson will have on Caleb Williams, and I don't think anybody expects anything different, what is the way that he can help the most? What is the one area that you think requires the most attention, and how will we be able to see the obvious change in Caleb Williams?
Simplifying the game. Getting him to understand his reads. Just very simple. Simple reads. Like, take away half of it and give him half of it. And start there. And incorporate a run game, a solid run game. And that's something that he prides himself on. Like, he's going to want to run the ball here in Chicago. And that is a quarterback's best friend. Go ask Tom Brady. Go ask Patrick Mahomes. Like, seriously. Like, especially when you get into important football, you know, what we saw in Detroit, they made it a priority by bringing in David Montgomery to add to a guy in Jahmyr Gibbs who they drafted in the first round, and everybody was shaking their head. Like, don't think Ben Johnson didn't have a hand in that. So I just think he's going to simplify it, make it super easy for Caleb, and get him to be that inner child again and have that kid inside of him and go out and play football and don't worry about making mistakes. Like, I think if the offense is built in such a way that there's no fear in throwing it because you know you trust the read, and that is the heart of why Detroit was good. Trust. That's why they went towards so often on fourth down, and they were so aggressive because there was an implicit trust in their offense. Now, I think where the Bears have to start is at the offensive line. I mean, that's no secret. I think if Fraley comes in and becomes the offensive coordinator, who was the O-line coach in Detroit and does a masterful job, that is a win-win. Like, you think about Adam Stenovich, he was the O-line coach in Green Bay. Nathaniel Hackett leaves, and Matt LaFleur calls the play, so he promotes and elevates Stenovich to be the OC. So you've got a good voice in there. You've got a guy who can prioritize the offensive line. I think Fraley would be an outstanding addition in that capacity.
Yeah, what have you heard on him? He's supposedly interviewing for the second time, or did yesterday, in Seattle, but there was a report that he may be coming here as the OC again. But yeah, he'd be huge. That would be a big help.
Huge. I mean, well, it would be a, like, these are the things I get excited about. These are the rumors I get excited about because he played the game, right? So so many of those Detroit coaches played the game, and the players love that. As a coach, he has a lot of experience. I mean, not only in the NFL, but he's been in the college ranks. He spent time with the Vikings, and obviously with the Lions since 2018. He went from the assistant offensive line coach to the offensive line coach, and you go ask those guys. Like, they love him. They love him. That would be poor Dan Campbell. I mean, he's going to have to replace all these coaches. But, and you want to bring in your guys, right, because there's that trust. And that's why there was such a trust within that offense. And that's if you can give that to your players, Caleb can throw that ball into a spot and trust that DJ is going to get to it because they've been taught during the week how to do it. And I think that's what Ben's going to bring.
What do you think this does? The Bears getting the most sought-after head coaching candidate on the market. Yeah. What does this do league-wide to their reputation and their stature?
Oh, it's awesome. Good for you, Ryan Poles. Way to go. Way to go. he's out on a mission. He has been. I know it hasn't gone well. Last season was a complete, like, funk. And I cannot forget being in London. They beat, I don't even know who they beat at this point. I mean, they win the game, and then they come back, and Hail Mary happens. Tyreek Stevenson happens, and the season tanks. And, like, but Ryan has been really narrow, like, narrowly focused on this process in terms of, like, pinpoint, trying to zero, laser focus, I should say. And, you know, to get the hottest, widely considered hottest candidate, you could argue that, you know, Mike McCarthy, and given his historical prowess, and Pete Carroll, and like Aaron Glenn's probably going to be the Jets coach. But to get an offensive-minded coach, which was what Caleb Williams wanted, he made that very clear, and somebody who's, we know he's going to call the plays, which makes that offensive coordinator spot somebody he's got to know and trust really well. And I think defensively, on the other side, get a guy like, you know, like the rumors are Dennis Allen, we'll see. But get a guy like that who has head coaching experience, you know, Rizzi, and from a special teams coach who he actually saw, you know, knew from Miami. Like, get guys with experience. You don't have to worry about that side of the football. You know, it may come down to situational football, two-minute drill at the end of the game where you've got to make the call on your offense or your defense, but get somebody like that that you can trust, that Sean Payton trusted in Dennis Allen. I just like the direction this is going. I think this hire was a statement in terms of, we are investing in Caleb Williams for the long haul, and we believe this guy is going to take him to the promised land with our franchise. And I think it sends a message to the roster that we know what we need, and we're going to go get it for you. And now it's your turn, players, to step up and step in and execute what he wants to do.
And, you know, kudos to Kevin Warren, who seems to be dragging this franchise into kind of the modern world. They paid this guy $13 million. You know, if they get Dennis Allen, if they get Rizzi, if they get Hank Fraley, they're paying top dollar for those kind of coaches to come in. If they keep this going, they're going to have an expensive staff, but a worthy one. I mean, that's the big deal. He's making this franchise look like they're not afraid to pay for what you get and not settle on something that might not be as good.
Yeah, and they're still paying Matt Eberflus.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way.
Yep.
So you're right, Molly. I mean, but they have no choice. I mean, how many times can you go through the cycle and go through this lull? And, you know, Bears fans are livid, they're tired, and, you know, this kind of breathes some light into it. But again, I temper my expectations, but, you know, you've automatically said to your quarterback, let's start there. You've automatically said to Caleb, we're going to do this for you. We're going to go get this for you. Like, you look around the league right now, Kevin O'Connell is, you know, there for the long term, as we just saw with his, you know, they're going to extend him and all that. And Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, the GM, and, you know, Dan Campbell, Sheila Ford Hamp doesn't want to lose him. And, like, you have to invest in these coaches. I mean, what did Jim Harbaugh make going to the Chargers? They paid him a handsome number to go be their head coach. It matters.
Yeah, he won a title, though. He was coming in a national champion.
Yeah,
and he was.
Yeah. And that's a lot of – he can command a lot more than Ben Johnson. But this does speak to what they're – how serious they seem about winning a title.
David, that's your point. This is like Kevin Warren, say what you want. Like, he's a businessman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I'm sure his voice was in there saying, no, this is what we need to do, and this is the number we need to strike. What's it going to take? I bet they sat at the table with Ben Johnson and said, what number do you need? What do you want? And he probably got with his agent. They looked around the league and probably landed right where they did.
That's pretty good math.
Yeah,
he can do it in his head.
Yeah, and we'll see, right? Like, nothing's guaranteed.
Right.
It's not guaranteed that it's going to work.
Right.
But they pulled him away from everybody else. They pulled him away from the Raiders. They pulled him away from the Jaguars. They made sure that he wasn't getting away from them. And I there was good energy yesterday. Do you guys agree? Like, the energy in the building yesterday.
No doubt. No doubt.
Right?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good first impression.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes today. Great stuff, Stacey. Thank you a ton.
Thank you, Stacey.
Talk soon.
All right.
That is Stacey Dales, and she'll get a chance to be up there and to meet this guy and to sit down with him and maybe get a few minutes on her own.
Yeah, that's the NFL Network. We'll sit down with Ben Johnson. He'll probably do a couple other individual interviews and make his first impressions along the way. We get a glimpse of him at 11 o'clock.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 is the score.
And you guys lost a key part of your team?
Who's that?
Ben.
Yeah, we lost Ben.
Damn.
He's going to the division rivals, the Bears.
That's going to be a scary team. That's going to be a scary team now.
How do you feel about that? How do I feel about it? Obviously, I love Ben. One of my favorite coaches that I've ever had, I would say for sure. He's smart. He's, you know, one of the hardest working coaches that I've been around. But obviously, I would want to have him in Detroit forever, but that's not the reality of things. But yeah, he took the job. I didn't know if he was going to take the Bears job, to be honest, but he took it.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 the score. That is Amon-Ra St. Brown on his podcast with his brother, and he's not pleased to lose his offensive coordinator to the Bears as their new head coach.
Sure sounds a lot different in terms of enthusiasm, and they're not having as much fun as they were when they were mocking Caleb Williams for getting pranked.
Well,
a lot different week in terms of tone. A lot has happened since that last time.
Yeah, they've been run out of
They were eliminated. They're losing their coaching staff.
They thought they were going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
They will not win the Super
Bowl. No.
They've never been to a Super Bowl.
I thought this
was
the year.
Did you know that Detroit has never, ever in the history of forever.
I do know. I do know that. Yeah.
I know you know. I'm just making fun of them.
I think it's one of those things that is
don't
be remarkable in terms of like the NFL with its parity. They've never been there is even more difficult to believe.
How dare Detroiters fantasize about what could have been? It wasn't. Never could be.
They're in trouble. If you believe that coaching matters, and it does, Dan Campbell is going to be looking around at a lot of new faces in his meeting room whenever they reconvene for draft meetings or free agency meetings, because they could be losing both coordinators. Aaron Glenn is still a candidate in New York and New Orleans. And you lose Ben Johnson. You lose your defensive line coach who went to become the Patriots defensive coordinator. You might lose your offensive line coach, Hank Fraley, to Chicago again.
Or to Seattle.
So you got a lot of new faces. Speaking of coaching moves, did you see Adam Schefter reported within the last hour? Down in Tampa, Liam Cohen, hot name on the head coaching circuit, took himself out of the Jacksonville Jaguars derby, the head coach there, to sign an extension in Tampa Bay to get a new deal to be the play caller for the Bucs.
Wow.
That's using your leverage to your advantage.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, or that's wanting to be near Mike Evans.
You love Mike Evans. Do you have an NFL player that you love more than Mike Evans? I don't think so.
You know what's weird? Like, I
don't think so.
I develop these weird kind of a strange fondness for like when there was a time when Hines Ward.
Oh my gosh, you and Hines Ward,
favorite player in the league.
Yeah, that's another good one.
I'm just saying,
you had this fascination because you know how the way he blocks.
Oh my god,
you know how he blocks.
Yeah, don't.
Have you seen the way he blocks?
Yeah, now you're mocking me.
I am.
That was years ago. That's long before we were working together.
But I remember it.
But I was going on about him all the time. I love that.
You have your favorites.
I do have.
Everyone
my favorites.
Does.
Yep. And for some reason, a lot of them are wide receivers, but. You know, I told you, I knew a guy who always he always referred to Mike Evans as the prehistoric bird, you know, as the
pterodactyl?
The pterodactyl.
The pterodactyl.
And he.
Yeah, see, I remember you telling me this.
And he always would say that, you know, that Johnny Manziel won a Heisman Trophy because the pterodactyl caught everything. Like, he would just swoop in and catch everything. He's continued doing that.
And he did.
In the NFL. And yeah. I mean, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
I think so now.
Yeah.
Especially now that they allowed him to get that extra catch, so he gets that incentive and he gets that extra 1,000-yard season to make it 11. And he's going to the Hall of Fame.
You just heard like a, and then he swooped down and caught that pass.
That's the way he was at Texas A&M, and certainly has carried over to the NFL. So the Buccaneers keep their play caller.
The guy made a winner out of Tom Brady.
Yeah, yes, right.
Something no one
finally,
could do.
That Tom Brady got a breakdown in Tampa.
Finally.
Liam Cohen stays in Tampa Bay.
Wow,
the Lions are in shambles. The Vikings re-up with their head coach. I think that might have been accelerated by the Ben Johnson effect. Ben Johnson coming to Chicago. The Vikings were like, this is a serious move. This is
big time.
You know, it's hard to reprogram the way that we think about the Bears. But if we're ever going to do that, today is the first day of that process, because we were cynically looking at them to Bears this up. They were not going to get their guy. They never win the beauty pageant. They're always runners up. They won. They got him. It starts today.
I got to tell you, that made my heart happy to hear Amon-Ra upset. He's another good player,
why do you take such joy in others' misery?
I don't know. I don't know, but there's something about it that makes me happy. It's terrible. It's a terrible quality to have, to celebrate another person's any kind of trouble.
It really is.
But I loved hearing that.
It's an interesting reaction.
He sounded deflated, didn't he?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I don't even think his hair's dyed blue anymore.
I think he now understands they're not going to win the Super Bowl this year. And they lost the guy that was on the path to getting them there.
But they're still closer to a Super Bowl than the Bears, yes?
Not anymore.
Okay.
It's all over.
I wanted to see how far you were going to take this.
They're going to have to rebuild that team. No.
Can I ask you at 12 o'clock?
I'm kidding.
Can I ask you at 12 o'clock?
Yeah, I might have a totally different
opinion. People are going to be shot out of a cannon today.
Yeah.
Prepare for that. Prepare ourselves for the reality that Ben Johnson is going to be dynamic. He's going to be charismatic. He's going to be energetic, and he's going to win the day. Now, what will that mean long term? We'll wait and see. But we're going to come in there tomorrow. We're going to say a lot of great things about what we saw and heard from Ben Johnson. And I think that all these questions we'll be asking ourselves, can you believe we once doubted his ability to communicate?
No, because we never did. We never doubted it.
We wondered.
That was the rap against him created by people in Detroit to try to preserve him as their coach.
Don't you remember the first time his name kind of came up, or maybe the first week after they fired Matt Eberflus?
Yes.
We were like honing in on the press conference that he held before the next game, and like, how did he handle that question?
Yes.
And is he full of cliches, or has he got any acronyms to offer? What is he all about? And we started parsing his language and studying his videotape and all the things. And then we see yesterday where he's at Hallis Hall, he walks in, cracks a joke. He's got everybody eating out of his hand already, and he's the most important person in the building.
He can just rattle off Avogadro's number if he needs to. That's a great, great quality in a math major. Hey, David, we should tell everyone they should download the Odyssey app. Just search for 670 The Score. Tap follow to receive alerts on our coverage of the Bears hiring of Ben Johnson. And if you can't get enough, and even if you can, check out the Take the North podcast with Mark Grody and Dan Wiederer. They're breaking down every step of what's next in the Bears offseason with Ben Johnson now on board. And follow Take the North on the Odyssey app or wherever you get to your podcast.
It's a great podcast. They do a terrific job.
They say it's improved.
Yes.
No,
it is new and improved. It's not new, but it is improved. It's a lot more fun now. Grody's the fun factor. Dan brings the info, and they have a good combination of chemistry. It's where you want to go to get your Bears info and insight, definitely.
Yeah, it's excellent, and you got to make sure that you're following it and you're keeping up with the Take the North podcast. Dan was great today. Fun to talk to him, and certainly we are hoping for good news with the Bears coaching staff.
Here's what I hope today we see, or maybe I should rephrase it and say, here's what I hope that we avoid. We all remember, unfortunately, the day that Matt Eberflus was introduced. And without knowing, in full disclosure, without intending to create an awkward moment, I created an awkward moment. I asked the general manager and the head coach who were at the on stage together about if they sharing an, if they shared an agent, if there was anything to that, whatever. And they were both today. I hope that everyone there's nothing awkward. I hope there's nothing awkward today. I hope everybody's at ease. I hope Ben Johnson commands the floor. I hope he illustrates
the awkward part of that is that it was like you didn't intend it as such, but it turned out to be a gotcha moment.
That's what I mean.
Where the two of them went. Da, 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 whoa, whoa. They looked at each other. They couldn't answer.
There's no awkwardness today. There's nothing to be play gotcha about. Really, there's nothing ambiguous. There's nothing that you need clarified. Is there?
Yeah,
am I missing something? What do you think?
I could make it awkward if you want me to.
You could. Go ahead. Make it awkward for me.
I believe, and I did look into this a little bit, but...
Uh-oh.
But I would say that if I'm not mistaken, that Ben Johnson made the playoffs one year when he was in Miami and they lost, and he was 2-2 in his time in Detroit. So I believe that's a 2-3 record.
He has a losing playoff record.
I didn't bring it up. Coach. I never. I'm Mr. Positive.
That's not You're awkward. That's awkward. Obscure. That's
How
just
that
totally
obscure.
Obscure.
They did just lose to Washington.
That has nothing to do with him. He wasn't the head coach.
I know, but he had that play where the receiver, he had the ball, and he went and he threw the thing, and then
I hope somebody asked him to diagram the stumble bum.
Yeah, the other guy caught it.
I hope somebody asked him to. Like,
you think that's more important than the play that lost the game for them?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, that play didn't lose them the game. The defense gave up 45 points.
Yes, I mean, the series of injuries that finally caught up to him lost the game.
The Lions defense gave up 45 points.
But that means that they needed to score 46.
Well, they didn't. They scored 31. You would score 31 points in a playoff game, you should win.
Not
you should
win.
Not
in the modern NFL.
Oh, wow.
Not if you have 20-odd injuries on your defense.
Well, I don't think that would rise to the level of awkward.
I'm not down on it. I'm very happy about everything. Haven't you seen it? Can't you tell?
Well, everyone should be today. Today is going to be the best day of the year so far.
This is a guy that can talk football. That can go into the locker room and he can talk to any player. He can coach a player. Then he can go back to Asheville, North Carolina, and sit on a porch and maybe have lemonade and
with
talk
John
about
Shoup.
And talk about the heat and the heat you feel when you're covering.
I like that imagery.
I like the whole thing.
I like that he's
a communicator.
Described that way as somebody who could sit on a porch and have a conversation and not be checking his phone. And worried about the next big shot meeting he has with whoever. He can just sit there, talk ball with John Shoup. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
What do you got against Nashville, North Carolina, anyway?
He could probably make a citizen's arrest down there, Barney Fife style.
How
nothing.
How close is Asheville to Mayberry?
It's got to be right around the corner.
It's got to be.
Doesn't it sound like the same
place?
Yes. The farm.
Nice place, Asheville, but John Shoup living on a farm now.
Aunt B making a pie.
Yeah,
John Shoup, you want to talk about living well?
Yeah.
He's living on a farm. Mm-hmm. He's talking football on the porch. Mm-hmm. And then he's visiting Paris to see if he can win the Copenhagen football, the initial game, whatever. The inaugural Copenhagen.
When does that football. Season start?
I don't know. What is it called again? The NFL Europe? Whatever?
Nordic League.
He's the Nordic Storm, which is what's happening right now in Chicago.
It's so cold outside.
It's so ridiculously
cold. It's so cold outside. You want to know another little John Shoup trivia?
Please.
Related to Chicago, the Chicago Hounds, the rugby team in town?
Release the Hounds.
Release the Hounds. The Chicago Hounds. Sidney Shoup, John's son, plays for the Chicago Hounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Rugby player, professional rugby player.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Those guys.
That's a sport.
Those guys are tough as nails.
They are tough as nails.
Yeah.
All right. So the big question, what do you want to know from Ben Johnson today? This is what I want to know. How long have you been ambidextrous?
You're obsessed with it. Was it beaten out of you too? Why did Bono have to get beaten?
Why didn't you sign the contract with your right hand when you are throwing footballs with the same that hand?
So it is 12 right now for those that are
warming up.
In need of knowing.
25 it'll, by the end of the day.
It'll be in the 20s.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. It's snowing. It's going to be warm enough to snow. And
that's not a little
bit of a heat wave.
I thought we had decided hell was freezing over.
Lower 30s by the end of the week.
It's 53 in Rome, 46 in Paris.
Who cares?
And apparently I do. And it is 8 degrees in Montreal.
See, when we start talking about this stuff, Dustin gets a little bit crazy. Like, why are you guys talking about that?
Because those are the places on my phone with the temperature. Dustin gets a little crazy when we don't talk about sports. And when we do, he gets even crazier. All right.
That's only when we bring him into the conversation. Cubs, by the way. All right, which we mentioned Dustin, maybe think Cubs.
There we go.
Did you see they lose out on another reliever? The Dodgers get richer again. Kirby Yates goes to the Dodgers.
That is
why?
Dodgers are just showing off now.
You know why, though? I'll answer my own rhetorical question.
You know why? Because they're taking everyone off the market so that no one else can win a World Series.
That's not even why. I'm not going to be one of those clutching my pearls of Dodgers are ruining baseball kind of guys. Like you just sounded like. Here's why the Dodgers went out and got Kirby Yates after getting Tanner Scott. Michael Kopech has some forearm issues.
There you go.
Yeah, and they're worried about Michael Kopech moving forward, so they have to replace him before he's hurt.
Who isn't?
Well, he's not the Sox's problem anymore.
Too bad he can't throw with both hands.
Yeah. Now, that was funny. That's a good line. That was good.
All right, we've got, is it a Layla Wednesday? Am I mistaken? It is not a Layla.
Dan and Marshall today.
Dan and Marshall. Yeah. Well, that's a bit of a drag.
Layla's
in the afternoon. Yeah. Okay.
So it is a Layla Wednesday. You just have to wait a little bit longer
to
hear what she has to say about Ben Johnson.
But for our purposes, it's a Marshall Wednesday. We're very happy about that. And he'll be with Dan. Why are you down on Dan? Smalley and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.